Hey, it's Tina Escamilla for the Business Accelerator Series, and you're in the right place if you're looking to build and scale your business while having more freedom. So today's topic is very exciting. On today's episode, we have an infamous growth hacker who went from being on social welfare in the UK to launching two online magazines that got over 20 million page views in their first 2 years and with zero ad spend. He's since then won Best Speaker at SXSW for his growth hacking talk, finished a 100-day world tour, made six figures on his debut growth hacking book, created one of the biggest marketing communities on Facebook, and moved to LA where he teaches companies how to rapidly grow their business. So without further ado, welcome Vint Glacey. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm great. Excited to have you here and teach us so much about growth hacking. Everybody wants, you know, I'm sure everybody watching is looking to grow their business. That's what our series is about. So we're eager to know your tips and tricks to do that.
I got a lot of good stuff for you today.
Awesome. So I'd love for you to start telling us about your story. I know you have an incredible story. You know, we went from social welfare in the UK. So take us back to that time and what happened as to where you are now.
Sure. So I'm temporarily homeless in 2012 at the start of the year. And then I get to like live with my girlfriend in like a tiny apartment, like four of us in there. And then I have an idea of creating an online magazine where the writers would be stars, not musicians. So I find a 17-year-old kid, we build a website, and I start getting people to create content for it. Within 6 months, we have 300,000 visitors a month. Within a year, we have 1 million visitters a month. And I raise $250,000 in seed investment. And I go from being in debt to, you know, having money literally overnight. And that was the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. Started a second site, got that to 1 million visitors a month. Got into the Techstars Accelerator ahead of 1,500 other teams. I started public speaking. I won Best Speaker at South by Southwest. Like 3 months after I started public speaking, started a conference company and had over 800 people there the first day. I started a world tour speaking in support of my first book, which did $100,000 in pre-orders without any paid spend or press. And then I did a 100-day world tour and moved to the United States where I'm at right now. I recently retired and I'm kicking back.
You're recently retired? I love that. I did not know that side of you right now. So what happened? Why are you retired? Is somebody else taking care of the business or did you just decide?
Yeah. What happened? I had a certain goal I wanted to hit in my first year in America that I'll be talking about next year, but I did that. So I'm retired now and I still get money every month, but I just don't have to work to get it.
Amazing. Love that. I mean, some of us watching do want to work, but it's amazing to have the option if you desire to take as much time off as you desire. This is one of the main goals of our series, you know, striving to grow your business, but not without, you know, sacrificing your personal time, not, you know, by having to be a slave of your business, which is what happens to many entrepreneurs. And
but
so
I think you do need to be a slave to your time. It had major effects on me, on my health, on being single for all these years. Like you do, I can do this because I did that. Like there's no way around it if you want to get there. I always wonder, does having kids, does it mean it's harder to be an entrepreneur because they take your time and effort where you could just sit there all day like I do? Or do you work harder because you have a bigger why? I never know which it is. I don't have kids, so no.
I don't have kids either, so I can't answer that yet. But I completely agree with what you say. Yes, I do believe there's a time where you have to input, you know, sacrifice time, hours, and commitments that you might want to attend in order to, you know, grow your business. And I'm glad you shared that with us because just so people watching know that if they're going through that right now, it's normal. But what we want to convey is at the end of the day, when you are able to, you know, input that time and you find a smart, productive way to work and systems, I'm sure you've put in place, just like you mentioned now, that it still produces money, it's still working, but just without you. So you can take yourself as much as the equation as you would desire in order to have, you know, that work-life balance you desire, especially if you have children or if you have dreams like traveling the world, so you can also do what you desired, you know, on a personal plane. So I'm very excited about learning how you managed to do this. So I will just leave it to you to let us know where we can start. What is your recommendation, you know, if we're looking into expanding our business, but at the same time, you know, looking for that flexibility down the long road?
Sure. So it sounds a cliche, and I built a career in not talking about broad stuff, but it does start with mindset. It does start with not being afraid to upset people, not being afraid to be a nuisance, and being aggressive in whatever your marketing channel is. So you're setting up this summit series. You've been it was the third email you sent me, by the way, which converted me to doing this. So like I think that says it all. Like you do have to, yeah, if you're reaching out, you got to do it over and over. If you're Instagram, you've got to be reaching out to a lot of people, maybe making a lot of phone calls. Whatever it is, there has to be a level of aggression. And the reason I say that, like, I'll give you lots of growth hacks and like techniques on this call, but if you don't have that spirit to do the same thing over and over, even if you feel awkward, the rest of the growth hacks won't work.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, being consistent and just keep on going. Yeah, when everybody else stops, you have to keep going. I think that's what sets entrepreneurs apart in so many different ways. And so what is there on a specific platform that you recommend the most or that has worked best for you?
So if you're just getting started, you have no money to spend on ads, and you're kind of new to this, I still think the best way, if you're business to business, such as coaching, consulting, is to start a Facebook group. So you start a Facebook group around an idea. You invite people to that group who might be interested in it. You go and become very visible in other people's Facebook groups that are relevant to your niche, and you start answering questions and providing value. And people will just start friend requesting you because they see you as a valid resource. So make sure you have 10 to 15 good posts in that Facebook group before you open it. And then you need to post in that group twice a day. So a mixture of value posts. So here's 10 ways to be productive. Here's 5 ways to grow your marketing. And then community posts, where is everyone from? What's the hardest thing about being an entrepreneur, et cetera. And then also doing lives. You should do about 1 live a week, generally speaking. If nothing else, just to get you comfortable with doing it. And Facebook puts lives higher up in the algorithm. So if you do lives and if you do videos, it gets shown to a lot of people. Never put external links in your Facebook group, like to your blog or something. Facebook will block them from being seen. Facebook does not want people to leave Facebook. Mm-hmm. But so that's the first bit. And the second bit, if you are starting out, is public speaking. So I built my first 6-figure agency purely off the back of public speaking. No social media, no content marketing, just booking as many talks and as many places as I can, and just going out there and doing them. Because if you get just a few customers paying you $2,000 a month, you're already way in profit for your travel costs and so on. The public speaking, you only get good at it by doing it. But, you know, you create the slides on Google Slides. You put in some GIFs and pictures so that people smile while they're looking at it. And for the most part, you can just read off the slides to begin with if you're nervous. So public speaking and Facebook groups are the two places I'd go if you were starting out. Blogging's too hard. It takes too long to get any pressure. Facebook ads, you're probably just throwing money in a hole in the ground for a long time if you don't know exactly what you're doing. So those two I would start with.
And I'm curious to know, in regards to Facebook, to dive a little bit deeper into the Facebook groups. You just mentioned, you know, doing the lives. When we do them inside the Facebook group, the only disadvantage is that people outside of the Facebook group can generally not see them if the group is private. Do you suggest do, and I know a lot of people have, you know, different opinions on that. Should you do it on your page? Should you do it on your group? What is your opinion around that? I'd love to know.
So it's a really good question, and it is a product decision you have to make. Now, if you grow on Instagram or YouTube, there is that possibility that it'll go viral and people outside your circles will see it. But just like both of those spaces are, you're just a drop in the ocean on both of them. For me, like Instagram, you're interrupting people looking at, you know, bikinis or food or like fitness. You're interrupting people having a good time. Facebook has this massive business community, and the more you interact with it, the more you'll see it, and it'll just give you that. So it's known as a place where you can do business. YouTube as well, it's possible if you find the right search terms. But what I'm saying is, if you're just starting out, it's better to have a guaranteed win but a low ceiling, rather than the possibility of going viral but likely zero. Like, how many people are trying to do on Instagram and YouTube and all failing? But there's a lot of people who do small Facebook groups, 500 people, 600 people, and they make $5,000 or $10,000 a month from it. So yeah, there's no right or wrong answer. I chose to have a guaranteed six-figure income, but yes, I didn't go as viral as some of the biggest in the space. So it's just a choice you have to make.
And you did them inside the Facebook group then?
Yeah, so I did them inside the Facebook group. Bear in mind, my group is public, so people can share out of the group. But it doesn't really happen in the same way. But that's more a function of it not being entertainment. People actually only share entertainment. They rarely share, you know, the free internet marketing niches, get laid, get paid, lose weight. There's kind of no reason to share those. It's like something personal for you. But people only tend to share the fourth estate, which is entertainment. So you can optimize for shares, and like anyone who shares this, I'll send you this thing for free. That works well for a little while.
Yep. Okay. So if we have a group and we were looking to grow it, so one of the first things you recommend is definitely, you know, having periodic lives, hopefully once a week or more, right? Should we have our Facebook group open like you're mentioning yours is, instead of private? I know a lot of people have private groups. Do you recommend more making it public in that sense to be able to reach more people, not just the people inside the group?
There's no right or wrong answer, but if you're a relationship coach or something quite personal, it probably needs to be private. For us, we just always wanted to have a large group, and it just suited the ethos of it. Some people say private's better. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just whatever you feel.
All right. And then once we do have the group, I know there's probably something that's coming up for people watching us is, how do we prevent it from being a ghost town? Because I know a lot of people that open groups and they have this amazing, you know, they share content, they share value, but really very few people are opting in for the group, or they don't really have a great way to draw people into the group. First of all, once they do, then people are not really commenting or interacting. Are there any tips and suggestions around that?
I'd look at those groups and see how many people are posting twice a day, how many people are replying to every comment, how many people are spending good time finding great content to put in that group, coming up with original ideas, and how many people are showing themselves. What's your personal struggle? What's your personal backstory? That's stronger than just doing, here's three ways to grow your Twitter. So you can't be all business and you can't be all personal, but you need to have a mix between the two. People buy people more so than they buy ideas. So like those five things, if you look at any of the dead Facebook groups, they're not doing. And also you can remove inactive people using software like Gritix to find them. So we've deleted over 30,000 people. Mm-hmm. So our group would be like 40,000 now, but we delete inactive people. We'd much rather have a smaller group who are active. So our group is 85% engaged.
Could you share again the name of the tool that you mentioned we could use to monitor inactive users?
Gritix, G-R-Y-T-I-C-S. You can do a lot of good things with that. You can look at all your posts and see which ones had the most engagement, so you can repeat them and stuff. So Gritix is a great tool for Facebook groups. I think you can still find inactive members. I can't remember because I haven't used it in so long.
Yep, that's a great tip. And so those are great tips, you know, first have active members. And then is there a way you recommend to draw on people constantly to keep your group growing?
So you can do giveaways, so competitions, if they share a status update saying why they like the group, or invite five friends into the group to win X. But it's better to have a smaller group who love you. And you can just feel that when that's true.
Mm-hmm. Great. There's another technique I love using, which is in my free resources, I always at the end of them or some part of them include the link with the call to action, you know, join our community to get more resources and tips. Is that something that has worked for you to drive people in maybe through other free resources or when they're opting in somewhere else?
Yeah, you probably word it a bit better. Free resources is a bit like everyone does that. But yeah, when I'm giving talks, I talk about the group. When I'm talking on Twitter, I talk about the group. So yeah, there's been a lot of ways I've driven traffic to it.
Okay. And aside from Facebook, what other growth hacking tips or tools do you have or platforms that you would recommend we start implementing or we boost if we're already working on them?
So the main two ways of reaching out to people if you have no audience or so on is cold email and LinkedIn. The cold email, you use something like Find That Lead that can find anyone's email address in the world. And then you can find a bunch of prospects for that, particularly good if you're targeting people in America. So Find That Lead will find people's emails. And then you can use something like Mailshake to send these people emails and it looks like it's coming from your Gmail. So it'll land in their primary inbox. So those two tools together work really well. And then you're reaching out to hundreds of people every day. So if you have a few email accounts doing that, that's a lot of people you're reaching out to. You got to reach out using humor. That's the thing a lot of people don't understand. You want to say things like, yes, I got your email from a list, but at least you're list worthy. I expect you're about to hit reply and swear a lot. I print these out and I keep them on my wall. But if not, let's talk about software or whatever. So having that, like, people can't get really angry when there's humor. So that takes it away and the response rate goes up through the roof. So my friend has a Facebook group about this charm offensive. He does really, really well with it. And what I like about his group is, the real key in a Facebook group that not a lot of people talk about is, do people get results from being in the group? So I'm just redesigning my website right now and I'm taking everything off. Like, I've been in Forbes and BuzzFeed and Inc. and all these places. But I'm deleting all of that. And all I'm going to have is all of my LinkedIn recommendations and all of the screen grabs from people saying, I love your stuff. Changed my life. I love your talks, etc. Because that's really the key thing with Facebook groups. Does what you teach them help them make more money or lose weight or get laid or whatever your niche is? So that's the key with that. And on LinkedIn, software is called Linked Helper. So Linked Helper, you give it a search. So, you know, software managers in San Francisco, and it will automatically search for those people on LinkedIn, connect with them. And then if they accept the connection request, it automatically sends them a message. And again, you need humor in that message. But that will do that, and you'll get hundreds of new connections every month. So between those two, you can get a lot done.
Wow. And so the way I love that the way that you've grown either all of your platforms kind of is just, you know, using the witty way to do it, not really using the common way, which is investing in ads, which is what most people, you know, teach for growing. You really haven't done... Have you done any investing at all in ads or none at all?
I tried it for Ace the Game, my new growth hacking book. Mm-hmm. But it appears I got to the game a little late. I had 4 ad accounts expelled. Expelled, not suspended, expelled for the crime of trying to help people make money online. So I think, well, the industry's over. So I speak to my ad agency friends and I was like, I was compliant. I didn't tell people they were going to make $1 million in a week. I understand that you can't promise. And they were like, oh yeah, that happens to us. We have 300 ad accounts and we just rotate them.
Wow.
So yes, it's still possible to do Facebook ads in the get laid, get paid, lose weight. But, Facebook hates them and it's going to put you in the same bracket as Viagra pills. So, truthfully, I should have got there earlier. And that brings to another point. So, I'm a big fan of things you're in control of yourself. So for instance, with Ace the Game, I tried podcasts, PR and affiliates and Facebook ads, PR, podcasts and affiliate. And I paid good people to service, nothing. affiliates, a few sales, not very many. Ads did very well, but every time we had good ads, the ad account got expelled. But my community, brilliant, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, pretty easy. And that's the thing I was in control of. So if you don't build a community, you always rely on other people, and other people are very lazy, you know, they eat Cheetos.
Yep, I agree. And once you have built this community, in your case, mostly on Facebook, inside your Facebook group, do you have a way of also taking them back to your newsletter, or are you always your opt-ins inside the group?
Yeah. So you should always be pushing them to an email list. Facebook's also been deleting people's personal accounts when they use it for business recently. That's also happening.
Wow.
They want to push you to pay on ads on pages. So that's a new one that's happening. A friend of mine had his group of 10,000 deleted this week. So yeah, you need to be pushing them towards an email list. So an opt-in, find out their one biggest problem, create an ebook for it, and they get it by dropping an email.
Yep. Agree. Yeah, because these platforms are great to grow your exposure, grow your audience. But at the end of the day, since we don't own them, we don't know what's going to happen. I always like to say the example of Snapchat. You know, there was a time where last year or the year before, there were so many people I can remember, even in my close circle, that were there, brands starting advertising there. And then all of a sudden, Instagram took this feature that also had their own sort of Snapchat, and it just kind of killed Snapchat. So I think that can happen to any social media platform. You should always have your backup with your own email list. And of course, you can control all the content and so many more things that you can send their way through there. So I think that's a great takeaway. So you mentioned your book. I would love for you to tell us, Ace the Game. I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about it. And why one small business owner should be interested also in reading it.
Sure. So Ace the Game is the 100 best growth hacks in the world. It's an ebook and video course. So it's curated from the best marketers in the world, people who have spent $60 million on ads, people who have raised millions of dollars with cryptocurrencies, people who are coaches and consultants but are making six and seven figures. So most books are, here's a few stories about me, here's how I did it, maybe you can do it too, and you know, it's just not true. With this book, so this is a collection of everyone else who is currently smashing it, and I'm just curating it together so that no matter who buys this book, it's full of ideas they can use right away to get more traffic, to grow their followers, to make more money. So it's a real simple idea, but I haven't seen it ever done in marketing before. So we released that recently, $10,000 of sales in the first hour. It was featured on Product Hunt, and Product Hunt is another thing, by the way, to drive a lot of great sales and downloads, being on there. If you have a book or so on, you can launch it to Product Hunt.
Product Hunt.com. Product Hunt. Cool.
So it's been really popular in the community. People have had big results from it. They're booking talks around the world, they're getting new clients. So it's been an amazing thing to watch, and it's still growing. You can get it at acethegame.com.
Great. So you guys will have the information also inside the group for you guys to access the book. Are there any other growth tips inside the book that you can share with us today?
Sure. So one I really like is there's a couple of softwares that work together. One of them is called LeadFeeder. So that every visitor who lands on your website, it finds their name, their email address, and their company name. And then using additional software like Drip, for instance, you can then put them in an email sequence. So think of all the people who land on your website who you don't know about. LeadFeeder can find all their details and then turn them into a customer.
Wow, that's a great one. And there's one social media platform we haven't really talked about a lot, which is Instagram. I'm wondering your thoughts on it, if it's a platform you've also used for growth hacking.
Yeah, so Instagram is the future, and though I haven't done it, it's like influencers. I haven't done too much with it, but I'm a big believer in it. So Instagram, I still don't think it's quite there for B2B, but I think it'll get there very soon just because business people just happen to be on there. I still think it's a bit of an interruption for B2B, but absolutely consumer products, fitness, lose weight, physical products, it's amazing for those three. It's good for personal brands too, personal brand businesses. As for how to grow your account, power likes are still working. That is when you get a group of people with a high number of followers and they like your posts when they go live. So it used to be they would all come in the first 10 minutes. Instagram's got wise to that. Now you've got to spread it out over the first half hour. But yeah, if a lot of big accounts like your post, it gets seen by a lot of people and much more likely to hit the explore. At the same time, you should be using 20 to 30 hashtags per post and rotating those so it's not the same all the time. Yeah, high quality pictures and videos gets pushed in the algorithm more. And consistency is still the key. Until you can find a plan for how to post every day, don't start, because then you'll end up doing one post a week and it just won't be worth it. But yeah, I'm a big fan.
And the first thing tip you mentioned, that's something actually I have not implemented yet, which is you mentioned having big accounts like your posts. Is there a strategy? Do you strategize with them previously to get them to kind of, do you build a circle and say, I'll like your post if you like mine? Or do you just wait and hope for big accounts to seek you?
Yeah, you've got to aggressively be reaching out in direct messages to make that happen.
Yeah, that's another point I wanted to make also. Do you suggest, you know, sending these direct messages out? How should you connect in that platform? Because we now see that there's also a lot of people using automatic apps. But sometimes it gets a little bit spammy. Like you can notice it's a bot. I don't know if you've experienced that yourself.
Yeah, and Instagram knows about that a little bit and can sometimes punish you. I think you just got to get started. I wouldn't worry about these things too much.
Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, you shouldn't be blindly following and liking people's posts. It needs to be a lot more targeted. Yeah, a lot of those automatic services aren't really good. You need to have a better layout.
Yeah, definitely. And okay, for people watching us who are very interested in saying, well, we've shared so many takeaways, if there's one thing that they want to start with today, right now, in order to, you know, to expand their growth exponentially, what would that one thing be that you would recommend for them to start with?
To expand their growth, I think if they're in business space, it's start a Facebook group and grow it aggressively. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the Facebook group, it's a great platform. We will also leave a link to your group inside our group in case you guys want to check it out. And the book as well. So you can learn about, you know, hacks from amazing business owners like you mentioned. And I'd love for you, if you want to share one last hack from the book, so people can know what they can look for when they check it out.
Yeah, so in the book, there's another feature that there's actually a section on Fiverr where you can charge a lot more for your services. And that's somewhere not a lot of people are selling their stuff right now. And in the book, there's a walkthrough on how a consultant did it and started getting many, many contracts for her Instagram growth services from the secret section on Fiverr. So there's a lot of places where you can get money that most people aren't thinking about.
Great. And I know that you're leaving a great gift for our audience that's going to help them up their Facebook game, which is what we've been talking mostly about today. Can you tell us a little bit about the free gift that you're leaving for the audience?
Sure. So it's my ultimate guide to owning the Facebook algorithm. So how to show up in people's feeds, how to make sure you get a lot of engagement on posts, how to make sure your Facebook group isn't a ghost town. It's like, it's been my most popular, free thing that I've done. So that's available to the group.
Perfect. We'll leave it right below the video so you guys can click the button and it'll download once you do that. And then after you finish watching the interview, download the free gift. We want you guys to head over to the Facebook group and follow the next challenge that Vin will leave for you.
Right.
What would be that the challenge you want to leave for them?
It is for them to make more money. Go through their inbox, or phone, and find everyone who's bought from them or been interested in buying from them for the past 2 years, and make an offer and give it to them so that it's a lot easier to make money from people who bought from you in the past than trying to find new leads. So make money in the next 7 days using this method.
And let us know in the group how that goes. We want your feedback. We want to know what worked, what didn't work. Did you struggle pitching them a new offer? How did it go? So let us know inside the group. Vin and I will be in there. We will be looking at your comments and we'll be giving you feedback. Vin, this has been enlightening, a lot of growth hacks, and we're looking forward to learning even more inside Ace the Game, your new book. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you guys for watching the Business Accelerator series. I'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.